Thank you, Basil, and good Monday morning, Milsey. Florida has been spared the worst, hardly from the coronavirus, but from a large storm named Isaias, downgraded from Category 1 to a tropical storm. And that's the way Isaias sounded as it lashed the Bahamas, spinning in from the Atlantic. There were fears it would come ashore along Florida's east coast this morning, but the National Hurricane Center reports overnight it weakened instead of strengthening.
Hurricane warnings for the east coast of Florida have been downgraded to tropical storm warnings. It really does look like all parts of the east coast will feel some effects of the storm. It'll just vary from location to location, whether it's the wind, the rain, or storm surge.
After Florida, Isaias will be moving on north, as far north as Canada, NBC forecaster Janessa Webb.
It races across the Carolinas, where we could see a landfall for Tuesday, and it will continue its journey from New York to Boston, causing gusty winds, also high surf, and a lot of rain.
Authorities up and down our eastern seaboard are hoping to avoid mandatory evacuations, for that would force people by the thousands into shelters in the midst of this pandemic. The tropical storm forced a final day switch for a pair of space travelers.
The main parachutes have deployed.
We have brakes for splashdown.
Instead of splashing down off the east coast of Florida, Robert Behnken and Doug Hurley, aboard Crew Dragon, landed in the Gulf of Mexico off Pensacola, Florida, at 2:52 a.m. Perth time.
Splashdown.
We have visual confirmation for splashdown.
They had returned from the space station aboard a capsule designed and built by SpaceX here in California, a first for a private company.
Welcome back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
And it was the first water landing by NASA astronauts since 1975. And finally, a sports note.
High and deep to right, and gone for Brett Gardner.
A home run for the Yankees against the Boston Red Sox, and you can hear the piped-in cheering, even with no fans to be seen. But even that may be gone soon, as the baseball season, which started just a week ago, after a 4.5-month delay, is on the brink of going away. Milsey and Basil, a commissioner of Major League Baseball, threatens to pull the plug if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the virus after 20 members of the Miami Marlins were infected, along with a few players on the St. Louis Cardinals and Philadelphia Phillies.